This is the My Faith Journey column. This is my story. An ELC Oglala Sioux Lakota pastor reflects on her ministry experience. It's written for us by Joanne Conroy, who is president of ELCA's American Indian and Alaska Native Lutheran Association. My journey as an ordained and rostered minister began in 2000 in Rapid City, South Dakota, at Atonement Lutheran Church. After 2 years, my call to serve as pastor-developer for the ELCA South Dakota Synod began, and the Wyoton Lutheran Church was born. This journey was not without challenges from the church and the community. Wyoton ministered to people coming out of prison, homeless, and Native American people from many tribes, and non-Native people who lived in Rapid City. A great support for this fledgling ministry was the American Indian Alaska Native Lutheran Association, which I now serve as president, and the ELC American Indian Alaska Native Ministries desk at the churchwide organization. Marilyn Sorensen Bush was the ministry's director at the time. She fostered a great relationship and partnership with the association to champion the cause of our indigenous Native ministries. The association then and now has been a great part of my pastoral life and ministry work. Its purpose is to foster and promote understanding of our unique cultures and traditions among ourselves and across the church. Our mission is to serve American Indian and Alaska Native people in ministry, to provide fellowship among ourselves and the church-wide organization, to provide leadership development, and to work in partnership with the whole body of the ELCA. My journey as an Oglala Sioux Lakota ELCA ordained and rostered minister has introduced me to our indigenous Native American Alaska Native people and their pastors. My priority as president of the association is to introduce the ELCA and its congregations to these ministries, which have played such an important role in my life, and the unique work each of them does. God has called me to walk alongside each of them in my journey as an indigenous Native woman pastor in this church. Leading our association can be a daunting task, but the gifts and voices of our people have an important impact on the life and future of this church. Let me introduce you to my story through the names of our indigenous American Indian Alaska Native communities and congregations. Wyoton Lutheran Church in Rapid City, Dakota Oyate Lutheran Church in Tocoya, North Dakota, the Lutheran Church of the Wilderness in Boulder, Wisconsin, Lutheran Church of the Great Spirit in Milwaukee, People's Church in Bemidji, Minnesota, Native American Urban Ministry in Phoenix, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Rocky Boys Indian Reservation, Box Elder, Montana, Lakota Lutheran Center and Chapel in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, Living Waters Lutheran Church in Cherokee, North Carolina, Oaks Indian Mission in Oaks, Oklahoma. The mission is called to care for abused, neglected, or abandoned Indian children, guiding them on a path that will allow them to live fulfilled and successful lives. Ebenezer Lutheran Church in Oaks, Oklahoma. Navajo Evangelical Lutheran Mission and House of Prayer in Rock Point, Arizona. The mission is a nonprofit organization that provides a charter elementary school, health clinic, wellness center, and worship space for House of Prayer and ELCA congregation. Lutheran Lakota Shared Ministries in the Pine Ridge Recreation Center. It's located in the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. The Shared Ministries and Recreation Center partner with and serve the community in practical ways. ELCA Alaska Synod. The Synod comprises 6 Lutheran churches, Our Savior Nome, Shishmaref Shishmaref, Thornton Memorial, Wales, Brevig Memorial, Brevig Mission, Teller in Teller, and Alaska Native in Anchorage.